Gun Doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithin. Call 231-838-5571.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour on this Friday, August 23rd, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Pastor Jeffield, I'd actually like to have you wrap up the speech and your thoughts connecting it to current events, this presidential election, because I do want to get into Northern Michigan Christian Academy. I have some questions and some information that I want to get your opinion on, and would like to spend the majority of this half hour, if we could, once you wrap up the speech.
Okay, real good. Here's an important paragraph. Okay, what is it going to take to satisfy the Democrats of 1860 that Republicans were not molesting them, that they were not going to take their slaves away? These natural and apparently adequate means all failing, what will convince them? This and only this: cease to call slavery wrong and join them in calling it right. And this must be done thoroughly. Done in acts as well as words. Silence will not be tolerated. We must place ourselves avowedly with him. Senator Douglas's new sedition law must be enacted and enforced, suppressing all declarations that slavery is wrong, whether made in politics, in presses, in pulpits, in private. How are we going to convince people that we are the Republicans? He's talking to Republicans. How are you going to convince the Democrats, hey, it's up to each individual state? Well, you got to come out now and you got to call abortion right. It's not enough to say, it's not enough that we don't stand against anymore the marriage of a man and a man. Now we've got to say that marriage between a man and a man is good. Silence won't be tolerated. Of course, we can't say wrong is wrong and right is right. We can't do that. Because what's got to happen, and this is a terrible thing, that the freedom to say, whether in politics, presses, or in pulpits, or in private, that we stand for life, and we stand for marriages between a man and a woman only, that is oppressive. That is hate speech. That should be illegal. See, that's where we're moving. It's not that we just have abortion on demand. It's not just that a man can marry a man, a woman can marry a woman, and now we're moving toward three men marrying, or five men and two women, or five men and nine women joining in something called marriage, whatever. We've got to not only just allow it, we got to endorse it. It's not just that they have their parades up and down our streets endorsing something that God calls sin. Now they want us to stand on the sideline and applaud it. And soon they're going to want us to get in the parade and join them. They're taking no prisoners. They're taking no prisoners. I can't even from my pulpit now say, thus saith the Lord, right is right, wrong is wrong. That's how important this election is. And I'm not blaming President Trump or the Republicans even. But we better win this election. In the end, otherwise, everything is going to be, I could go on and on this. Everything is going to be reversed. Reversing the divine rule and calling that sinners, but the righteous to repentance. That's Lincoln saying that. In other words, the South, in the 1850s up until 1860s, wanted the Republicans to repent of their opposition to slavery. Tell us you were wrong. Tell us we are right and that you're sorry. See, by the way, there's churches in Petoskey. That's what they do. They're flying the rainbow flag out in the month of June and some more than that. Hey, we're endorsing this. Hey, we have been wrong. The Church of Jesus Christ has been wrong for 2,000 years. The Bible, the book that we believe is we're banning it. It's wrong. Now, just so you know, I'm not going to do that. But that's what the other side wants. And elections matter. And, okay, I'll quit, and we'll talk about Northern Michigan Christian Academy.
Good perspective. Absolutely agree with everything you said. And it is that critical. And people have to understand, hold your nose, vote against the Democrats, however you want to put it, but you have got to vote straight Republican.
Right.
This is not a time for us to hold grudges over primary races and our guy didn't win or our girl didn't win. It doesn't matter. It's over. We have got to show unity and strength, and this is the way we have to do it. Bottom line.
Exactly right. If you're a Christian, vote. If you're a Christian, register to vote. We're having a big push. Christians, register to vote and vote Bible morality, and which is against the Democrats. I know that sounds pretty crass coming from a preacher, but it's still true.
Vote biblically. Bottom line. That's the bottom line. All right. I want to get into the Christian Academy because I have been in contact with a couple of people that have told me that, you know, the kids are going back to school. They're there now. I understand it. But the public schools, the things that the public schools are already, the ones that are open, that their kids are back in school already, the things that the teachers are telling them in elementary school. I got a parent that has family members downstate. The kids down there, Royal Oak Schools, they're back to school. Today, I think, or yesterday was their first day. This is a third grade student was given a piece of paper in class that he folded up and put in his pocket and took home to mom and dad. Mom and dad happened to be the daughter of a listener in Northern Michigan. She was crying when the daughter called her and said, "Mom, listen to this. The things that they told the third grade boy he would be learning and be prepared to participate in." She said, "Randy, I thought I was talking to my daughter about a senior or junior high schooler's sex education class. The things in the items that they told this third grade boy he would be exposed to," she honestly read it to her mom, and it sounded like sex education class for a junior or senior high schooler. Third grade. Now, you know what? There comes a point in time when people listening to this show have got to understand that this is not just happening in Royal Oak, Michigan. This is happening across the entire state of Michigan. This agenda, indoctrinating our kids into sexuality. Pastor Sheffield, third grader, how old are your third graders?
Oh, boy. Seven, I think.
Seven, eight, whatever, six,
yep.
Whatever.
Yep.
Right?
Seven or eight.
You're talking about sex education to a seven-year-old. Why? Why is that happening in our state's public schools? And if it's happening in Royal Oak, Pastor Jeffield, I know it's happening in other districts around the state because this is something coming from the State Board of Education and the teachers' unions and all of this agenda-driven policies from this governor, secretary of state, attorney general, all of it. And one of the things that I absolutely did get to see in the Democrat National Convention, Dana Nessel spoke, and she talked about, "You would have to pry this wedding ring off my dead cold fingers," referencing, of course, you know, Charlton Heston's famous speech for the NRA. To loud, rousing, standing ovation she got. And I'm saying, for once, I'm going on the record, if you are listening to my voice and you have children or grandchildren going to school in Northern Michigan and you're anywhere near the busing route or adult carpooling capabilities of getting your kids to the Northern Michigan Christian Academy, you have got to take your kids and grandkids out of public schools, go and talk to Pastor Chatfield, see what they do, what they teach, what they don't teach young people, and get these kids out of these public schools immediately. This is horrendous what they are proposing to teach these kids this year, Pastor Chatfield, in their curriculum. Have you heard of this happening in other districts up here in Northern Michigan?
Yes, I have.
Where? What districts have you heard them doing it?
Well, Petoskey, for starters. I mean, Petoskey's got posters on the high school, and I don't know about the elementary, all over the place promoting gay clubs and so on and so forth. They view that that is almost, again, they think that's right, and that you and I are bigots because we say it's wrong. See, really, this is a spiritual argument. It's a moral argument. We say, thus saith the Lord. This is what the Bible teaches. This is what natural law teaches. They disregard natural law and revealed law, the very foundations of our country. They deny that they're true, and now we are the bigots. And now not only are we bigots, but we need to be shut up. Forced to quit spewing out our hatred. That's their argument against us. This is exactly what happened in the 1850s in the South. They passed laws in the South that preachers couldn't preach against slavery. You could from the pulpit, even from the pulpit, let alone on a radio program. Obviously, right. They didn't have radio then. But you see what's happening here? That's what's happening. Parents, you got to wake up. I've been saying this for such a long time. We will accommodate you. Money is never the... Now, listen, we are always short of money around our place. But nevertheless, enrollment is never denied any student based solely on financial hardship. We can figure it out because this is a ministry of God. We teach every subject from the biblical perspective. We're Christian Academy. That's the way it is.
Yep.
And we teach what the truth is. Now, the problem is people just don't care enough about the truth. They just don't care enough.
Well,
in our class, they just don't care enough.
Well, I'm going to give a couple examples of text messages that I've gotten from listeners. And I want to work through a dynamic of how a grandparent can approach their daughter or their son about their grandchildren. How does that process, that dynamic work? And what have you experienced over your years there at Northern Michigan Christian Academy? Final break of today's second hour. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Epoxy Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of our history lesson discussion with Pastor Chatfield. The question I want you to answer, Pastor Chatfield, is this. We have grandparents listening to the show right now, or they're listening to the podcast or the repeat of the show all weekend long over the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This show will repeat Monday morning on the radio station from 6 to 9. So right now, this would be, what, Monday morning in our second hour, 7:51 a.m. on Monday. Grandparents are listening, and they're concerned about things they're hearing from their son or daughter about their grandkids, just like the scenario that happened to me here yesterday. Went back to school, Royal Oak, third grader, got a piece of paper, wasn't supposed to take it home, but he thought it was something his mom and dad should look at, and he folded it and put it in his pocket and took it home. She called her mom crying as to what they're going to teach their son in public schools in Royal Oak. Same situations happening up here in northern Michigan. What would you say to the grandparents? How do you... In your many years of doing this, what have you learned? What have you experienced? What have you actually seen grandparents be able to do to get their son or daughter to at least come and talk to you about their grandchildren attending Northern Michigan Christian Academy?
All right. This has happened many times. This is harsh, but hey, grandparent, say to your children and about your grandchildren, we'll pay the tuition. We'll figure out the mileage. We'll do it. We won't go to Florida this winter. We're going to cancel the cruise we were going to take. We're canceling the vacation we were going to take. That $5,000-$6,000 that we're going to spend on vacation. No, we're going to give that up. You got some things that are more important than that. See, but I see people do this all the time. I see them. You rarely see somebody say, "I'm going to sell my boat so my children can have a Christian education. I'm going to sell my four-wheeler so my children can have an education. I'm not taking that vacation anymore. We're going to sell the home on the lake." Yeah, we love that. But some things are more important. Really, a lot of it comes down to money. At our school, we're very inexpensive. And all we ever say to anybody is, hey, pay what you can pay. But then you have to make the choice. You have to really put your money where your mouth is, or you really don't believe in it. Now, sometimes it's true. They don't have a second home, and they don't have a place on the lake, and they don't have a boat, and so on and so forth. Even then, just come in and help. We have parents come in I said, can you help us keep the building clean? Is there some job you could do to help us, to save us some money here and there? We've got 20 acres, half of which it seems like we cut grass. We need help cutting grass, painting, whatever it takes. If you believe the Bible and you can see what's happening in the public system, as you said, Randy, it's long overdue that we need to abandon the public system. Now, there you go. That's my opinion. And a lot of you are thinking, oh, we can't. Well, that's what I would say.
Here's the thing. I believe in having skin in the game. Because I know you've asked parents this. You have two children that you'd like to bring to our school. Okay, here's the price. This is what we charge. You give a discount for the second child, I believe.
Yes.
And you say to them, what can you afford? What can you make payments on, or what can you write us a check for? What is it that you can absolutely afford? And they say, well, you know, we have $1,000 in the bank, and we could make monthly payments of $200 or whatever it is. You figure it out. What can you afford? Okay, then if there's still a deficit as to what you need to charge in order to pay your teachers and maintain the building and keep the lights on, you say, would you mind coming in and working lunch for us? You know, or like you say, cleaning up the gym or the cafeteria, or emptying the trash, or, you know, cleaning the offices or whatever, cutting the grass. The husband could come and I hope you have a riding lawnmower for all the acres you guys have.
Yes.
But basically, the guy could sit on the lawnmower listening to music in his headset and basically cut your grass, 6 months out of the year. These are things you're willing to do for people to become part of the community, to become part of the family at the school.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Well, folks, I'm sorry, but if you're a grandparent and you love your grandkids, because God knows, I don't know for what reason he put this in our DNA, but we love our grandkids more than we love our children. I mean, it's the facts of reality, okay? Tough love for the kids, but man, I spoil those grandbabies like you would not believe. The thing of it is, I care about the grandbabies' educations to stop them from being indoctrinated into this woke agenda that's being pushed in these public schools. And it's something you need to do. What's the best phone number, the time that it would be the best for these grandparents or kids, the parents, to call you and schedule an interview to come in and meet with you?
Here's our school number, 231-548-2216. 231-548-2216. 231-548-2216. 2216. We don't have, it's only 4 days a week too. We're already in school. We've completed our first week of school already. We have school 4 days a week, rather long days. So if you have to drive in, we kind of give them extra homework on Thursdays to make up for Friday. And so,
the kids are actually only in the buildings Monday through Thursday.
Correct.
Excellent. Again, give them a call, folks. 231-548.